Well, it seemed like some of it was old-fashioned and, mm-hmm. you know, wanted to stay back. And but you can't do that now.
Yeah.
The world's going on. But some of them you can't. Some of the older ones, you know, you can't get over to. So I, for myself, I like it this way.
Yeah.
Because I know that I wouldn't want to go back and be young again like I'm growing up again. I don't want to go back my life. Because I'm just four. I know I've got mine, you know, and I want my children to have, mm-hmm. you know, better than I was able to have whenever I was growing up.
Mm-hmm.
And they have so far. You know, more of, and you know what I mean. Because
mm-hmm.
you're old enough to know that yourself. That about, you know, for what I mean about it.
Yeah.
Because...
More
that's like more opportunities and things like that. So, and my grandchildren and all of that, I want them to, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Got my grandchildren, one's 11 and one's 8. And, you know, they're growing on up there too now.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be different in their generation. It was my daughters and my sons and like that.
Sam, talk about the name of the Mother of Jesus.
Mary.
Okay, and George Washington's wife.
Martha.
And, you know, there's a song, Wait Till the Sun Shines?
Nellie.
Okay. And a nickname for a boy named William.
Bill.
Okay.
Or Will.
Or if he's a real little kid, you might call him.
Billy.
Okay. And the first book in the New Testament.
Genesis.
But in the New Testament.
Oh, Matthew's.
Okay.
Oh.
And a woman who conducts school is called a
school teacher.
And this is a name of, it's a common family name. It was a name of a barrel maker.
A barrel maker.
Uh-huh. You familiar with the name Cooper or Cooper?
I'm not familiar with it, but I've heard it.
Uh-huh. How would you call a married woman with that last name?
A married woman?
Uh-huh.
Mrs.
What that last name should be?
Mrs. Cooper.
Okay. And, say a preacher that's not very well trained and just sort of preaches here and there and makes his living doing something else, and if he's not even very good at preaching, you might call him a...
Children to have better than I would think.
Oh, could you give me a kind of a something that you think and see if
I was wondering if you call them yard axe or shade tree or jackleg, something like that.
Maybe jacklegs.
Okay.
Jacklegged preacher.
What does that word mean? How do you use it?
Well, we do call them too, like wishwashes, like they can't get settled in one place.
Mm-hmm.
Well, hon. I really didn't call them. They weren't called by God to preach.
Mm-hmm.
It's what really I'd say.
Because
mm-hmm. what I believe in, I believe if God has sent a preacher to preach, he's going to preach
mm-hmm.
somewhere. I don't think he's going to just run around from one church to another. Now, that's my belief. Because mm-hmm. it might be hard, but that's the way I believe it.
Mm-hmm.
If God enlightens him that he's supposed to be a preacher, that he's to do the God's work, and that I'm a firmly believer that God's going to see that he's going to have a church.
Mm. A jackleg preacher then doesn't have a regular church?
Well, like that, they would be from one to another,
mm-hmm.
kind of unsettled, unstable, mm-hmm. something like that.
Who else besides a preacher could be jackleg?
Well, I guess anyone that wasn't settled of what they was doing,
mm-hmm.
like their job or something like that,
yeah.
and maybe get one job today and get fired today and get another one tomorrow. They're just lazy to it or something, I reckon you'd call it.
I see. And what relation would my mother's sister be?